Blog Talk Radio.
Praise to your name today while we are still groaning.
Glory to your kingdom. Glory to Jesus Christ, our Savior, whom you have given us. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's play some music to get started. Okay. Let's play Better Days by Leandra Johnson. Play another one called Chasing Me Down.
Chasing me down. Oh,
Amen. Put a praise on it. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. All righty. Well, I'm going to bring on our guest tonight, Pastor Leroy and Pastor Wanda. Okay. How y'all doing this evening?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How you doing tonight, Pastor Kenton?
How about you, Pastor Leroy?
Yeah, you know what? I'm all doing good, Pastor Ken. I appreciate you letting me on your show tonight. And Pastor Wanda, let's rock, babe. Let's rock and roll, man.
Let's do it. How you doing?
Well, I got an interesting message for you all tonight, okay? And it's titled, New Bloodline of Freedom. And I'm going to go into it right now. As children of the Most High God, we have been granted access to an unconditional, tangible, and perfect love. All we need, we have in relationship with our Father in Heaven. He longs to reveal himself to us as a loving, real Father. He longs for us to live in the fullness and restored relationship with Him. He longs for us to experience His vast and limitless affections. So may we grow in our understanding and experience of God as our good and loving Father this week as we look at what it is to be His child. To be the child of God is to be ransomed from a nature bent against God and held captive by the bonds of sin and brought into a new life freed from sin and filled with the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." So if you are a believer, you have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. At salvation, you were filled with God Himself, who longs to produce incredible fruits of righteousness and freedom instead of sin that robs you of the abundant life offered to you by Jesus' sacrifice. You've been given a new bloodline of freedom. The sinful nature of Adam no longer flows through your veins. You've been made clean and given a new nature by which you can live freed from enslavement to sin. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, verse 6, 7, "We know that our old self was crucified with Jesus in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing." So that we will no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. So in order to live each day experiencing the newfound freedom you've been given in Christ, you must spend time allowing God to give you fresh perspective. Freedom was bought for us by the blood of Jesus, but experienced through our willingness to allow God to transform and heal us. Experience freedom will come by allowing God to lead you away from the past mistakes and guide you into His perfect and pleasing will. So open your heart to Him and make space for Him to heal the wounds that drive you to sin. Renew your mind to the new nature you've been given in Christ, and in humility, depend on Him for your freedom every hour of every day. You are the child of a God now. The world is no longer your home. Now what you see is but mere shadow of the incredible glory in store for you with your Heavenly Father. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim His excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." So you belong to a new people of God who have the ability and authority not only to live free from sin, but also to conquer the terrible acts of your enemy by reclaiming the powerful excellencies of your Father. You have been called out from a life of simply getting by into a greater pursuit of seeing God's kingdom meet the earth and transform hearts and lives for God's eternal glory. So take time in guided prayer to allow God to give you a fresh perspective of your new bloodline of freedom. Rest in His love and lean on Him for guidance and healing. May you experience a greater measure of freedom and victory today as a result of encountering the powerful law and presence of observing. So meditate on your new bloodline of freedom. Allow Scripture to transform your perspective about who you are in Christ, and allow God's Word to empower you to fight the temptations that have plagued you. So you all must consider yourself dead to sin and live and alive to God in Christ Jesus, Romans chapter 6, verse 11. And then Romans chapter 6, verse 18, and have been set free from sin, have been become slaves of righteousness. Okay, ask the Lord to show you a wound in your life that the enemy uses to lead you to sin. What past hurt are you trying to cover with sin? What need wasn't met? What did someone wrongly tell you? In Psalm chapter 147, verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Ask the Lord to bring you freedom and healing today. Ask Jesus how he feels about whatever happened to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to the path of continual healing and freedom that you might proclaim the excellencies of your Father to a greater measure. In Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 14, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession or zealous for good works. Oftentimes, we give it to temptation because of past experiences we are trying to medicate. Those who struggle with pride are often simply trying to gain affirmation that they are good enough. Those who struggle with lust are simply trying to be loved. For every habitual sin, there is a wound the Lord wants to heal. So take time to continually check your heart for wounds that are to keep you from your abundant life. Don't medicate wounds with that which will never truly heal you. Instead, allow the Spirit of God to come in and guide you to a path of healing. Your Heavenly Father knows every sin you have ever dealt with and the reason that you have struggled with it. He longs to guide you into a lifestyle of freedom afforded to you by the sacrifices of Jesus. So may you live out the new bloodline of freedom that is yours as a child of the Most High God. And I highly suggest that you read Romans chapter 6. It'll bring this devotional more to light for y'all. And if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and there is nothing I can do to save myself. I confess my complete helplessness to forgive my own sin or to work my way to heaven. At this moment, I trust Christ alone as the one who bore my sin when he died on the cross. I believe that he did all that will ever be necessary for me to stand in your holy presence. So I thank you that Christ was raised from the dead as a guarantee of my own resurrection. As best as I can, I now transfer my trust unto him. I am so grateful that he has promised to receive me despite my many sins and failures. So, Father, I take you at your word. I thank you that I can face death now that you are my Savior. So once again, thank you for the blessed assurance that you will walk with me through the deepest valley. And once again, thank you for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you. Into this fine organization. And we would like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, we'd like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. We have Pastor Leroy and Pastor Wanda standing by to answer any of your questions that you may have. All righty, guys. So what did you think about tonight's message?
Pastor Leroy?
Pastor Wanda, ladies before gentlemen.
Yes.
Ladies before gentlemen.
Hello?
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 Well, Pastor Wanda. Pastor Wanda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so you got the floor. Go for it, babe.
You know, when I look at the blood cleanses from all unrighteousness. We have Revelation 12:11, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. Only Jesus Christ could have did all that and redeemed us from the hand of the enemy and brought us back to the glorious light, to the kingdom of God. And, you know, it's an awesome thing, but it's a daily walk with God, picking up your cross, following him. As it's like when a pastor says Psalms 1, and he says, don't sit nor stand in the seats of scornful. It's a lot of things that will try to pull you back, but when you know what Jesus has done for you, that is knowing, giving thanks. But a lot of people, you have to get on your knees and say, Lord, I'm struggling with certain things. And when you struggle, you have to call upon God. God is, he knows what you're going through. And when he has redeemed you from the hands, not of the law, but back to grace, the grace of God. Because he gave us everything. It's a way to escape. We don't have to face death. We have eternal life through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, each and every one of us, in Jesus' name. Amen? And God gave his only begotten Son, so we can have be back in the righteous standing with God. Amen?
Amen. All right. So, Pastor Leroy, how you doing tonight?
You know, I'm doing fantastic, man. I had a great day. I had a great weekend. And I want to thank my brothers from the Hush for Harlem show for being with me yesterday. Yeah, I know you still out there, man. I know you're still out there, man. And I want to thank my brothers from my parish for showing up this evening also. And Pastor Ken, thank you for letting me be on your show, man. I am in a fantastic mood. It is a snowless winter up here in New York City, man. This is the first time in 80 years, 80 years. That's going back to 1943, man, that we have not had any significant snow here in New York City. I can't believe it, man. We have not had 1 inch of snow in New York City in this winter. I am blessed. And I want to thank my parish out there who's listening tonight. Hallelujah. Here we go, Pastor Ken. Have a great show, my
brother. Amen. Amen. Well, we got a telephone person. Somebody called in from 210 area code, which is my area code here in San Antonio. Let's find out who we have. 210, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
It's Kenny. Hey.
This is
Carlos.
How you doing, Carlos?
Okay. Ken, you remember me? In 1980s,
sure.
We go army together. You remember?
I don't know.
Carl Sanchez.
Huh?
Hello?
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 Okay, Carlos. You know, I don't think I remember you.
come on, man. What is this bullshit, man?
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Ken.
Yeah. Hello? Okay.
It's a crank call, man. Just give up on him. It's a crank call. Pastor Ken.
Yeah. I'm going to give up on him. He says he doesn't know what he's talking about. Anyway, Pastor Warner, what did you do today? Anything interesting?
The Lord had me get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, pleading the blood of Jesus over the land, over his people, over my kids, over the radio station, over the body of Christ, sitting before him, crying about some things, building his people up stronger. Then I get calls from Jacksonville, from Lagos, just doing the kingdom business. And, you know, I don't work on Sunday because I rest. I really rest. He allows me to rest in him and listen to a little worship, minister a little bit. And I had to say, I made a stand. I can't do foolishness. Okay? I was helping another daughter in Christ that a lot of things are trying to pull me back to my old character. What God had brought me from, and we've ministered, I talked on a lot of different things. I had to tell Satan, not today and no other day, because I know what God had brought me through. Ministered another young man that was dealing with drugs and alcohol. Not judgmental. I told him it's the time and season for God to break the yoke of bondage off his neck. Just in the more normal day of having given God glory, being there when others need to, you know, just to talk. So he had me up since 2 o'clock, and from 4 or 3, someone calling, you know, just doing God's will and to keeping God's people encouraged. And it's mostly a lot of young persons. Then I talked to 82. That's a normal day. It's a glorious day when I look at all what God have allowed on me. And when I look back, much is forgiven in my life, much is required. You know I went to God and went to different people and talked to them. And when I was in struggling with things, sin, just like what you spoke on today, God had me prepared. A lot of people out there struggling. Just being there to hear and listen, talk to people in prison, jail, it's my normal day. Giving God glory. All right. That's all it is. Just giving him glory. And then I have to sit, and I'm like, whoa, whoa. But he did, and then he reminded me, I said, give thanks to me. Thanks in all things so I won't get burnt out. That's what was going on. I had to cry. Cry for many things, for many people. About to cry now, you know, it's a great call for the kingdom of God, you know, and won't many to have it, but so I'm not receiving, so I told them it's time and the season for everybody. I asked to say what season are some of God's people in. I said, just I have to keep on moving, you know, when people don't receive, I keep shaking the dust off my feet like he tells us through the word of God, and still passing blankets, doing things what God told me to do to the ones that's out there in the cold, because it's cold out here, but I still thank God. And that's how my day is. just giving God glory, and then he let me go back and back in a peaceful sleep. I slept all the way to 7 o'clock. I laughed when he got there. I listened today. I said, have I overslept? And I woke up. He had me in that peace sleep. And I said, Pastor Leroy, I got to. I know a pastor, Ken, Pastor Leroy, I said, did I miss the show? I woke up in a silliness. And I said, well, hey. I don't know my brother, but all for the glory of God. There's a whole bunch of things. He had me up praising him and thanking him, pleading that blood of Jesus, pleading the blood of Jesus. Just, you know, but that's what he called me to do. I didn't know why. And then everybody started coming. I said, wait a minute now. What, kind of, what is going on? But that's not my day. Giving God glory, that's all, brother. So how was your day?
Amen.
And Pastor Leroy day.
Yeah, Pastor Leroy, what did you do today?
Well, I had a great day, man. I went to Longhorn Steakhouse with my wife. I had a great steak and some great potatoes. And my wife had a, what you have? One. Damn, she's even down. She's not even down here. I'm sorry about that. She's upstairs. She had some kind of chicken dish, man. And it was great. It was very enjoyable. And I had baked potato and I had broccoli. But I got to say, the broccoli was not cooked enough. You know what really pisses me off about broccoli? I love broccoli, man. But if it's not cooked perfect, I don't want it, man. If it's too hard, I hate hard broccoli. Hard broccoli really pisses me off, man, because I can't eat that shit because my teeth are not as good as they used to be.
That's Leroy, you right. Take my teeth. You know that. You just break a blunt. I just crack my side. Yes,
broccoli myself, but it's got to be cooked right. It can't be too hard. It can't be too mushy. Okay?
Yeah, there's no question about that. But the broccoli got today was not cooked enough, and it was too hard. And my teeth can't take that, man, because I'm an old man, and I got problems with my teeth. So let me say this, man. I want to thank all my people out there who are listening tonight to Pastor Ken's show, all my parishioners who were in my church earlier today when I did a sermon at 8 o'clock this morning. I want to say hallelujah to everybody who is listening tonight. I know most of my parishioners are already in bed by like 6 o'clock because they're old people, and I get that, man. I'm not a young man myself, and I want to thank everybody who's listening tonight from my church, and I want to thank you, Pastor Ken. You know I love you. We've been together for like going on 9 months now, and I thank you for allowing me to be a part of your show. And I love Pastor Wanda.
Right.
I love all y'all too.
Yes. Well, we don't really have any callers, okay, and I was hoping we'd have some callers tonight. Okay, I saw Tony talk, okay, in the chat room, but he keeps running away. I don't know what his problem is. I was hoping he'd call in tonight.
Can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you, Pastor Ken? You know what Tony talk's problem is? I'm going to be honest with you, all due respect, and I don't want anybody to, disrespect my language, but Tony Talk is nothing but a chicken shit fat prick. How about that? And I could say a lot more than that. I could go really Negro on him, but I won't do that because I respect him as a host. But he will never do a show again because he is a fat. All right, that's it.
I'm gonna play some great gospel music. Okay, I'm gonna play a song here by Ty Trabet called Overcome. Here we go.
I know.
For the alcohol, which is probably a good idea. Look at over here, man. Don't matter to me, man.
Thank you.
So he didn't change anything, and I'm going to take over his show.
Coming to the end of our show tonight.
Pastor Ken. Don't come to the end of the show, man. Come on, man. Yeah. We still got a long way to go, you and I. Brother Pastor Ken, you are my brother. You know, I started with you before I started with Pastor Kent. And Pastor Kent and I have been co-running his show for the past 8 weeks. In fact, this Tuesday night, I will be running his show, and I hope you call in. I hope that Tony Farrell calls in. And I want to let you know, Pastor Ken, I love you, man. You were the reason why I came on here 10 months ago and joined your show and joined Pastor Ken's show a month later. And I want to thank you for giving me a forum, man. You know, I was part of the Hugs for Harlem show, which is kind of dying out because we had our main guy came down with COVID and got very sick for about 24 weeks, and he couldn't come back, and it killed the show. And I want to thank you, Pastor Ken, and Tony Farrell for giving me a forum here on your show. For the past few weeks, I will be doing my own show starting on March 27th. It was delayed 1 week. I'm sorry, folks, but it was delayed 1 week, and we will be doing my show, the Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx show on 3/27. So I hope you will join us on that day, and that will be on a Monday night. Why are we starting on a Monday night, man? Okay. We may reschedule that show. I'm not real cool about starting that show on a Monday night. But I want to thank all of you for being a part of my show, and thank you for being a part of Pastor Ken's show. And thank you, Pastor Ken, for letting me be a part of your show. I love you, brother.
I love you, too. All right. Well, like I said, there's no callers, and there's not much more we can talk about. Let's Pastor Juan, you got anything more you want to talk about?
No, we'll just tonight, you know, it's just a problem of rest night for everybody, you know. I sun it out, but it might be a short night. Y'all might want to just go back and rest. Well, I look at it, you know, I can bring on the sanctification of the blood of Christ, you know. But I'm not going to, I always let the Lord lead. You know, today I'm supposed to be fed. That's all I'm supposed to be doing because, you know, when you pour out, and sometimes it's time for you to just be quiet and be fed. You understand me? So that's how I feel tonight. Okay? Thank God for you feed the shepherd, feed the sheep. Okay?
Amen. All righty.
And so I'm going to
say God bless everybody.
I'll just be prepared whenever, Wednesday? Pastor.
All right. Pastor Wonder, would you like to give us a closing prayer?
Yes, everybody, bow your head. Oh, great thing, Father, we just glorify and magnify you because you're such an awesome God. And, Father God, we thank you for who you are. Thank God for Jesus. And, Father, have your way in through our lives, Father God. And, Father God, as we sleep and slumber, let us not forget the ones that don't have the things we have, the homeless, the ones in the hospital, prisons, orphan widows, across the land, what's going on, Father God. But you know everything in 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord is running to and fro. You never sleep and slumber, Father. You're a faithful God, and Father God, that all that don't know who Jesus Christ is going through anything, let them come to the sheepfold, come into the kingdom of God. And Father, you accept people as they are. And Father, as we sleep and slumber, I ask for angels to be encamped around us in Psalm 34. Thank you for this man of God. Thank you for both men of God. And Father God, bless them 7x4 with all the things they need, and even as the listeners, let them come unto, and the souls that's going through things, Father God, let souls be one each and every time this is show come on. And we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. And Father, we always trust and depend on you. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to give a shout out to Juan from Alabama, Johnny Longfeather, DC Jew, Dr. Kent Hopper, okay, Mike Hunt, Gavin Moorhead. God bless you all. Okay. May you have a blessed night. And we may do a show tomorrow night. I don't know. Okay. You have to stay tuned and find out. God bless.
All right. God bless. Hallelujah.